how was the whole barn set up, your big barn? Could you kind of describe it for me?
Well, I can show you out here, whatever you want to
know. Well, first tell me about it, and then...
What
I want to know is what did you use it for? You had the stables in, you had stables in there, but what else?
Well, put the hay in the barn loft. Barn, they got a loft in them, you know. Right. Put the hay in the barn loft, and put it on the shed right where you can get the draw. I've got it down there in the stables, and on the shed stew. We've got a lot of hay, and I ain't got too much room. I mean, I don't have room for it all the time. Used to hay so good, it don't sell so good now. Everybody, like I told you, had a mule or something to farm with, and they had a cow or two to raise the milk for their family, and you could sell all the hay you had. Well, people now then, these milk trucks will drive right to your door, you know, and people's got jobs and working, and it's easier to buy the milk and just to keep a cow and buy a feed for her, you know.
Did you ever, anybody around here ever call that anything other than the barn loft?
Huh?
Other than the barn loft.
That's all ever I hear. The barn ever, loft.
Yeah. Did you ever hear it called a mow?
A what?
A mow, or a hay mow.
Well, I've heard that hay mow, but I never heard it called a barn loft. I don't know what that hay mow means unless it's a rick of hay outside somewhere.
I see.
I have an idea of that mow now. There's a lot of people, you know, that used to stack their hay, just put in a big bowl and stack their hay. I guess that's what you mean. And then later on, if they wanted to have barn room, they could put it in and they'd stack it there, you know, to let it dry it out and then get a baler to come, stationary baler. People used to have stationary balers, you know, they just drive up and bale your hay. But now then, there's nobody puts up any more hay like that. Everybody puts up their hay with a baler.
Did you ever see a covered haystack?
Yeah, I've seen ricks of hay where people would cover them with canvas or something.
But not with like a roof over it.
Well, they just pack it up, you know, maybe. They'd have a stack of hay as big as this room, and then they'd get big tarpaulin or some kind of canvas and put over it. I've seen some down here a few Sundays ago at this Baptist Hospital. There's two big wagon loads there. They're at the hospital, right out from the hospital. I guess it's the hospital property. And they had old big tarpaulins or some kind of canvas over them, you know. Of course, they was going to put that in the barn some more, but I guess they didn't have time, and they just covered it with that to keep it from getting wet so they could get it unloaded. But I have seen it. Just took out that way, you know, and packed up and lay something under it, this hay on the ground or some rock. And cover it up with something or another there.
You'd still call it a rick, even if it was as big as this room.
Oh, they'll make them that big sometime. Mm. Now, one time I went to Florida. My son-in-law took me, and he'd been working at the plant, and he got out and had to get there and get his payday that morning. We went through there and went through Calderwood and went into North Carolina. And all through that country, you know, that's the way they put their hay up. Mm-hmm. They just make, we call them shocks or stacks. Mm-hmm. They ain't too big, they're shocks, and if they're big enough, they're stacks if they got to pull them. Mm-hmm. And now these fellows just make them, you know, in great big, you know, just not too big, just, and that's the way they're in. They said they let it stay there and just fed it out like that. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't piled up in the same
way? It's just a shock, start big at the bottom and run off. The top, you know, they'll turn water for the whole winter. Don't hard to rot. You can put them up right now this fall and then bale them next spring. You don't know, that water just, it turns water, it just goes about so deep and that's it. Well, when it goes so deep, the sun will come out, you know, and keep it dried out.
I see.
And people used to thrash wheat and, have big haystack or big straw stacks, you know, and let their cattle run around. Them cattle would eat that straw. They'd go plumb through a stack of hay. Eat holes plumb through a stack of hay.
How many, say, wagon loads have you seen in a stack of hay? Say, a really good size haystack. How many wagon loads might that
be? Well, now that depends, you know, on how big a wagon load you've got. You could put several loads of hay. You could make a stack as big as you want or as little as you want. You could make it to hold a half a dozen wagon loads. Make it the whole three or four, just depending. You had a pretty good idea and you just had to start it so big, you know.
There's a couple thousand pounds of hay.
Oh, there'd be more than that, and a lot of them.